From Washington, D.C. today, ahead of tomorrow's inauguration of Donald Trump. There's a lot to do in town. Private Tours of Washington has come up with a new inside tour of Trump's D.C. For up to $685, you can see where Marla Maples threw her engagement ring and high heels at Trump while screaming, "I will never marry you." Of course, she did. But many we're meeting are coming here with more serious concerns. Here's Sylvia Guzman in from the Dallas area.
Exhilarated. I mean, we're really thankful to have someone who will put, especially because in Texas we just lost another police officer near where we're from, and so we're really excited to have someone who has the respect of our police officers front and center and our military.
And we caught up with Andrew Brenner, a state rep from Ohio, checking into his hotel.
I think that what Trump's going to bring is, I think he's going to bring something back to the middle class that they haven't seen probably in 30 or 40 years, which are good paying jobs. And I think that's something that's been missing in the United States economy, especially back in Ohio where I'm from.
We also met Trump supporters hoping he'll follow through on his promises about undocumented immigrants, many of whom are drawing up emergency plans if their families are deported. Liz Jones from Here and Now contributor KUOW in Seattle visited one family wondering whether so-called sanctuary policies offer any real protection.
We picked the school as our meeting place. Victor has worked as a custodian at this junior high for several years. It's in a suburb of Seattle, near his home. He also runs a landscaping business on the side. He rolls a garbage tub down the hallway toward his office. Victor's also not his real name. We're using a fake name because he's undocumented. Victor and his wife came here from Colombia about 12 years ago. They have two girls in college and one more in grade school. Only the youngest was born here. As we walk outside, Victor says lately he loses a lot of sleep thinking about the future. This is one of the biggest fears, he says. I don't want a plan B where the family returns to Colombia. Victor and his family left Colombia because of violence, and in the U.S., they basically turned themselves in to immigration. They asked for asylum. It was denied. For now, their case is still open. That's why Victor's allowed a work permit. But they could be deported at any time. Over the years, the family has prepared for various scenarios. It's good to have a plan, Victor says. We keep it within our family. But it's hard to have something concrete because we don't know what the situation will be. For example, his oldest daughter is 22 now. Could she take charge of the younger girls if the parents had to leave? The families turned to a close friend who's a U.S. citizen. The friend agreed to look after the girls and the family home in case the parents can't. Immigration lawyers recommend a more binding agreement, a power of attorney. So far, Victor's held off, but he's got a trusted attorney to call if the time comes. It's another key piece of their emergency plan. Letting out a big sigh, he says this is the main topic at home right now. It's stressful. The happiness is not there like before, he says. The main theme is what's going to happen. Are they going to let us stay? Are they going to make us leave? Seattle is one of many cities that's doubled down on sanctuary policies for undocumented immigrants. This means police and city staff don't get involved in immigration enforcement. They leave that to the feds. Ku Vu heads Seattle's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs. She says the policies aim to create a welcoming city where all people can live without fear.
If you were to step outside Seattle city boundaries, an officer may ask about your immigration status. We don't here in Seattle, for example. In another municipality, you may or may not be eligible for services such as homelessness shelters and food programs. Here in Seattle, you are, because we serve everybody.
Seattle officials are also looking into a legal defense fund to help immigrants who are at risk of deportation. Similar programs already exist in L.A., Chicago, and other cities.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
That's Craig Keller. He heads a group called Respect Washington. The group is pushing a citizens' initiative to block Seattle sanctuary policies. As a taxpayer, Keller opposes any city funds directed toward undocumented immigrants, and he's eager to see Donald Trump follow through on one of his campaign promises to withhold federal funds from sanctuary cities.
So I'm welcoming this new examination by the federal administration about what federal dollars are coming to the city. Where is that money going to, and how is it being wasted?
This is a recording from when I first met Victor and his family about 4 years ago. It's a big 15th birthday party called a quinceañera for Victor's daughter. They're dancing a father-daughter waltz together, all smiles. I was writing a story about the family's legal situation, and they invited me into their home and lives to talk about it. This time is different. Only Victor wanted to talk. He says the rest of his family, his wife and daughters, are too stressed and disillusioned. This family's been in the eye of immigration for a long time, and Victor has a little advice for others who may find themselves here too.
El único consejo que le puedo dar a cualquier
He says, the only advice I can give any family is to stay calm, try to stay happy, keep working, and continue on as honest people in this country. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.